The Circle Ensemble Theater Company presents Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol this weekend and next at the Winterville Auditorium. Joining me in the studio, co-founding member Lisa Mendy, who you might know from her brief roles with Seinfeld and in a more recent Christmas classic called Scrooged with
that
Bill Murray.
That is correct, Scrooged.
Lisa, thank you for coming.
Thanks for inviting me, Michael. Well, you had to invite me because I asked you.
Indeed. Well, you know what? It's such a joy to see you.
Thank you.
We ought to just get together more often just to talk about stuff.
I think that's a good idea. I'll have my own spot if you don't mind.
That'd be great.
I have a lot
we'll
to talk
that out.
About.
We'll get you a parking space, too.
I'd love that.
So right out of the gate, I mentioned the two roles in particular with Seinfeld and with Scrooged. Can you tell us about those roles a little bit? And then I'm going to ask you about Circle Ensemble.
Sure. Well, Seinfeld, I did 4 or 5 episodes, and I think the character's best known for being the mother of the ugly baby. And oddly enough, I will be in a club with a hat down to my nose, not saying a word. And kids, like 25-year-old kids, will come over to me and say, "You are in Seinfeld." And I'll say, how could you recognize me? And they'll say, "We're huge Seinfeld fans," which amazes me because I don't remember how many years it's been off the air, but it's been off the air for a while.
Well, it's, you know, syndication is a great thing, I think.
This is true. It's still in reruns.
It is. And then with Scrooged, of course, you had a very, very touching scene in Scrooged. It's one of my favorite scenes in the movie.
Thanks.
Would you like to talk about that for a second?
Sure. Interestingly enough, Bill Murray's brother, Brian Doyle Murray, played Bill's father. And this is a flashback when the ghost of Christmas past takes him home. And he's played by David Johansen from the New York Dolls, or Buster Poindexter was another one of his incarnations. And so he drives Bill Murray home and says, "You're going to see the scene, you're going to cry." And Bill Murray says, no, because Bill Murray's sort of a mean guy. He's Scrooge. And he sees his father being absolutely horrible to him as a child, and the one touching moment is his mother saying goodnight to him after his father's offered him some sort of meat for Christmas. The kid wanted a choo-choo train, then the father offers him meat. And the mother just stands in the doorway and says goodnight to him, and it's just really sad, and Bill Murray bursts into tears.
As do most of the parents who are sitting in the theater.
Well, once you have a kid, it changes everything.
It changes everything. Well, I appreciate your being willing to talk about that. We've never brought that up in our discussions before. But given that Christmas is here, and that's one of the movies that a lot of people are likely to see, I just thought it was worth bringing up.
Sure.
So let's talk about Circle Ensemble. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Circle Ensemble is a professional theater company that was started about 6 years ago by Joelle Rayarp Dunham and myself. We found ourselves two professional actors in town looking for a place where we could express ourselves through theater and make theater a part of the community, involving everyone in many aspects, both on stage, backstage, as audience members, and it's a not-for-profit organization. We have a mission statement, which you can see on our website, which is Circle Ensemble Theater, theatre.com, which is also a place where you can get tickets. And we have been fairly successful, and recently, through incredibly good fortune, we have been made the artist in residence at the theater in Winterville, their old high school auditorium, which is beautiful. And about 4 months ago, we did Oh, What a Lovely War.
Yes, I remember you telling me about that.
Yes.
How did that one go?
It went really well, and the audience was really thrilled with it. And it was a moving and funny production, if you can make war funny.
Yeah, well, you know, there have been attempts.
Yes, there have.
To even make fun of the Holocaust, which is
That's treading on very thin ice.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing about humor is it comes from a place of pain. Most great stand-up comedians, and I know this for a fact because I was married to one, it comes from a place of pain. So great humor comes from a place where you can laugh about it.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess the laughter can be therapy in itself.
I think it is, actually.
Now, you and Joelle Ray started this company how many years ago?
Whew, it's probably 6 years. We did our first production of Three Penny Opera, I think about 6 years ago, starring the mayor of Winterville.
Wow. What's been the most rewarding thing for you?
The most rewarding thing is my little prayer before each production, and I'm not in this production, which is kind of liberating, but my little prayer is always, let me make a difference in somebody's life by what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And there have been times when, without knowing it, I've touched somebody or reached somebody and had them come back and tell me.
Yeah.
There was one production we did where I pulled a kid out of the audience and danced with him, and his mother came over to me afterwards and said that he had some developmental issues and was always ostracized in school, and this made him feel so amazing. And those are the reasons that you do theater, to make a difference in people's lives,
yeah.
Make them think, make them feel.
Well, let's talk about this production coming up. It's Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Right.
This is, of course, a classic of the season. Most people know about it. What can you tell us about this production?
It's a fairly traditional production with a couple of surprises. The wardrobe is traditional.
Mm-hmm.
The dialogue is traditional with accents as well. And we have lots of children. We have about 20 people in this cast.
Oh, terrific.
Which is huge. We have lots of children. And the children are incredible. We really wanted to get as many people from Winterville involved since the theater is there. And Winterville's a wonderful community with a great, great mayor, who you probably know.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to also be doing their first Friday, which will be their first Friday in Winterville, a Christmas celebration. We'll have carolers. We'll have people from the cast dressed as people from the cast running through the audience, not the audience, the street, interacting with people, little scenarios. And we will have people in the audience at the show interacting with various different cast members as well, and lots of Christmas carols.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a joyful production that you can bring your children to.
Oh, terrific.
Yes.
Who's playing Scrooge?
Ah, the wonderful Dusty Drake, a Circle Ensemble staple, one of our favorite actors, is doing a beautiful Scrooge. And we have some new people in the cast. We've got Nancy Ellen. We've got a number of people that you haven't seen on stage with us before. And as I said, a lot of really talented children.
Oh, that sounds terrific.
It's very exciting.
You can't say no to that.
No, it's such a good production. And it's heartwarming. And for people that get seasonal depression like I do, it's the kind of thing that brings you, it makes you remember what Christmas is all about, which Dickens has a habit of doing.
Yes,
know?
He does.
He can depress you and then make you really happy.
Wow. Now, it's being directed by Farley Richmond. What can you tell us about Farley?
Farley is an incredible director. He's directed a few of our productions before, and he also produced directs all over the world, actually. He does a lot of productions in India, and he goes to New Jersey and directs. He has a very specific take on this show, which you'll see. I don't want to give any secrets away, but it's a little different, but it's very traditional at the same time.
Without giving too much away, can you elaborate more on what's different about it?
You know, it is a traditional rendering of A Christmas Carol, but it's got different aspects of it. And the way that it's placed in different parts of the theater so that you're moving your head to see different scenarios happen in different places. It's got humor, but it also has pathos. There is, as I said, there will be people singing some Christmas carols. But I think the fact that we have these incredibly talented children is something, a reason in itself to come and see them, because it's so much fun to see these kids really get into it and become the characters and use the accents and see them in their little Dickensian outfits. It's pretty sweet.
Live musicians as well?
Not live musicians, live singing.
Live singing.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I asked.
Me too.
How do you get tickets?
You can get tickets by going to our website, Circle Ensemble Theatre, theatre.com. And if you're not comfortable doing that, the theater does seat a good amount of people. You can show up, half an hour early and buy a ticket.
Buy them at the door.
Sure.
I've been speaking with Lisa Mendy, co-founding member of Circle Ensemble. They're presenting Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol this weekend and next. At various showtimes at the Winterville Auditorium. You can find out more at CircleEnsemble.com. theater with an R-E.
Correct.
.com. Lisa, thank you so much for coming in.
God bless us, everyone.
What a great way to wrap that up. Thank you. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carton.